systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to Jeff Hall. Today is Monday, January 11th, 2010. My name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
Thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode number 296.
Oh my God! Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Thank
I just wet my pants.
So much. Does David Letterman have to deal with this? Does Howard Stern have to deal with this?
No, they don't have awesome co-hosts that they get to have sex with after the show either.
Bullshit. So. Howard Stern. David Letterman fucked that one chick for, like, months. She was, like, half his age.
Anyway.
But then he got extorted, so, yeah. Guess that's how that works out. But thank you guys so much for being with us. Monday Fun Day, episode 296. TheJamHole.com/live is where you should probably be watching these at. / feedback type shit. Or, of course, give us a call, 462-044-4687. What's that spell? Drink it.
Got Pete.
Thank you. So, oh, hey, check this out. Guess who found their rebate?
Did the Ustream bot bring your rebate?
No, actually, but it was, I had to deal with a couple other bots.
Oh, yeah?
In order to get my rebate. So I call the number
Did
finally.
Did you have to type in the like right code as they walked in to get the rebate to pop out?
No.
Oh, okay.
I call the number because the tracking thing is like it was sent and that's all it tells you, right? So, and then you have a number and it's like if you don't receive your shit in 30 days, you should probably call this number. So I call the number and it might as well have been the fucking Ustream bot. It was some automated piece of shit fuck. And it's like, press, you know, one for English, two for Espanol. So I'm like, all right, one. And then I'm on hold for like 15 minutes because apparently I'm not the only one that didn't get their rebate.
Uh-huh.
I was on hold in the queue, just chilling it like a villain, just waiting to talk to a person.
Right.
Finally get on the horn. Got a human being,
Woo!
I think. English speaking for the most part.
And then the cat's drooling on your droid.
Thank you.
She's so cute over there just sleeping.
Decent hold music. As far as hold music goes, I'd give it a 3 out of 5. It was all right, you know.
Some nice elevator music.
Pretty much. Past the time. Nothing, you know, that I was like, oh, man, I'm going to go find this album.
You're like, no. Don't pick up. I wasn't done listening to
like,
that.
Hold on. That's my jam. I was choreographing dance moves to that shit.
Anyway.
So I'm like, she first of all, she's like, give me the card number. And I'm like, well, I'm actually waiting to receive my rebate still. Oh, okay. Well, let me look that up for you. Okay. Here's my phone number. Not seeing anything. Would it be under a different phone number probably?
No.
Here's the order number. Oh, okay. There we go. It looks like it was returned to us.
And why? Yeah.
Okay. Were you guys going to let me know? Like, by the way, we sent it and it got returned back. Because, so we live in it's not an apartment complex, but I don't know. Those of you that were up here for the 250 show, you saw where we live. It's like a quadplex.
It's a fiveplex, dude. There's five.
It's an old nunnery turned into apartments. Is what yeah. It reminds me of an old nun.
Well, we've
convent.
Got 3 apartments upstairs and 2 downstairs.
Right.
So it's like a big
a shithole. Burger knows a shithole. Exactly.
Fuck you.
It's like a shithole.
No, I think we live in actually a pretty
okay,
nice place.
Okay, so we don't have just a plain address. We have the address and then number whatever. Well, they put the number whatever, our apartment number,
uh-huh.
as part of the highway number. Like highway 2 number 13. And I'm like but there was no number. It was highway 213 and it got sent back to him. No shit. Is there a highway 213 here?
No,
there's not.
Wow, what that sucks.
I know. I'm like my bills get here A-okay.
You should go back to the Verizon store and be like, who the fuck is the guy who put this in? Because you're an idiot.
Yeah. I mean, you guys bill me just fine. That's no problem. You guys sent the second droid here just fine. No problem. I get mail here. It's not like, where's the fucking mailbox? And Guitar Hero Dave says, so now 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Of course.
Of course.
No, actually, she put it in and
Express
she's like,
mailed it.
It'll be there within 10 days. And she read me the address twice.
Oh, nice, nice.
And then it was
well, at
weird.
At least you found it and you know where
well,
it
yeah,
is.
Well, yeah, like, that's how they fuck you, dude.
They didn't even
just
fucking tell you that it was returned to them.
Exactly.
Like, no heads up, no
and
nothing.
And if you let that shit go long enough,
they will just leave it.
Sorry.
Whoops.
There's an extra $100 for us that we didn't have to give out. That's what they do with those rebates, man. They try to fuck you, and that's bullshit.
Yeah.
So then it was weird because she's like, okay, I'm going to deactivate your card, and I'm like, okay,
no.
Let's start at the beginning. I didn't get the card. No, this is just in case it does happen to show up, like, tomorrow. I'm like, you just said it got sent back. How is it going to show up tomorrow?
Well,
just do you agree that this is getting disconnected? I'm like, yes, just whatever. I don't care. Just
it's
yes.
It's like a debit card, though. Like, if
right.
When I was at Teletech, if I sent you a debit card and it got sent back to us because the address was wrong, I would have to deactivate that card and then send out a new one to be activated. It, just because, in case there's a douchebag at the mail office that's like, ooh,
yeah,
card.
Rebates is the most scammiest business model ever. Like, any store that invokes rebates, it's so fucking shady. It's they are designed, like, what is the purpose of the rebate? Why don't you just take that money and put it towards the purchase immediately instead of being like,
I know, right?
We're
going to
charge you. We're going to charge you $100 extra, but then in a month, we'll give you a bullshit gift card with $100 on it. Like, save yourself the trouble, and you keep that gift card. I'll keep the $100, which I'll in turn give to you. You drop the price down, and we're good.
So
but
is
no,
it a card that you can only spend at Verizon?
No, it's an actual just bank card, like a Visa
card. Oh,
okay,
cool,
so
cool. I still want my free Aeris.
But
I'm
yeah, it's
about
yeah,
that.
That's never going to happen.
I want, dude, that's a sweet phone. I would be very,
you know,
very happy with that phone.
I was listening to some CES coverage, and some people were that own the droid were messing with the Nexus One.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, yeah, it's faster, and but they're like, it's nothing that made me wish I wouldn't have got the droid. And
right.
As soon as I heard that, I was like,
thank you.
Oh, man. Because I was pissed about that. Like, cool, Google, come out with this. And then, like, and I know that's how technology works. I got schooled on that on Facebook, Erato Toys, dick.
You know, how
and
much
I understand the technology comes out month and month and month, and it's always better than what it was. It's Moore's Law. But still, that's kind of a dick move to do when you're like, you should really hype the fuck out of this. And then the next month come out with something twice as fast that's even cooler with the newest version. I
so
don't know. I was angry.
How much is the Aeris alone, do you know?
$100.
$100?
Yeah, compared to the $200 droid. Probably with a mail-in rebate, so we
well,
can F
I'd
you.
Well, I'd like to get that, actually, because my phone, it shuts off just, like, out of nowhere.
Well, when I have another upgrade to burn, I'll get you one.
Is it $100 with the upgrade?
I'm
or is
sure.
It just...
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I should like check into that because no, my phone it just turns off randomly. It like I'll be texting and it just and dies.
Yeah.
And things like that, and sometimes it doesn't send shit right. I don't know. It's
we'll add another fucking
up.
Line. I got lines for
well,
everybody.
They keep,
hey,
they keep giving
who
us
needs,
shitty stuff. It's
who,
like don't who, give me crap, please.
Who needs a jam hole cell phone? I got lines out the wazoo. I got rebates and extra cell lines. Who needs it?
Well, I'll check it out and see how much it is just to get one outright or whatever. So
yeah, that's not going to happen.
Well, I don't know.
And yes, I did just get the phone.
And you're not due for an upgrade for a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, like never.
So.
I'm never getting an upgrade ever in my life.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys remember a long time ago I mentioned, and I had a twit pic, I think, and it's probably on the forums about the crazy shovel lady.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, she's so weird. She just wanders around.
You haven't talked about
her in a while. Yeah, right.
Starting to wonder if she died.
I hadn't seen her in a while, but she wanders around with like full-on goggles, like eye protective goggles, a weird skirt, a weird hat, gloves, and a snow shovel. And she's old, like not I don't know, maybe like 50s, 60s. And she just walks around town
with a
holding
shovel.
This fucking snow shovel. And I'm like, what? You know, I saw her a long time ago and I never understood what the fuck she was doing, right? Like,
right.
She's just nuts. I saw her today.
Right.
Using the shovel. Do you know what she does?
Shovel snow?
She shovels sidewalks in town, but not like homes or her home. She was like on Idaho, which is one of the main roads here.
Yeah.
There's Main Street and then there's Idaho. She was on the sidewalk by Smith's shoveling the sidewalk. Like,
I wonder if
public,
like, she
property.
Gets paid for that.
No,
like,
she doesn't. She's nuts, dude. She's totally crazy. And she was out there like OCD X five, just shoveling the sidewalk,
picking out
like,
and shit in the grooves, like, ah.
But weird, she had the weirdest look on her face. Like, I don't know, dude. I don't understand her at all.
Huh.
So, well, do we have any listeners in Big Sky, Montana? I'm just curious if we do. Email info@thejamhole.com if you're a Jamhole fan from Big Sky, Montana. January 23rd, I'm going to try and make a trip down to Big Sky, Montana. It's about 8 hours away from here.
So you're deciding to do that instead of the Friday one?
Yeah, I can't go Friday because we have the show.
Well,
and miss it if I go after the show. I won't have 8 hours to drive there.
I'm going to have to put in a request at work because I want to go with you.
Yeah, well, see if you can. But anyway, Sweatshop Union's playing, and the closest they're coming to us here in Kalispell, they're not going to Missoula like they did when me and Braden went and he put oil in the dipstick hole and then I shit my pants, that whole debauchery.
Oh,
they're not going to Missoula. The closest they're going to be is Moscow, Idaho, which is closer than Big Sky, but
yeah.
It's on Friday and I have to work and then we have the show and there's no way to make it there. So we're going to try and make it out to Big Sky on Saturday. So if anyone in Kalispell or anywhere here wants to ride up with us or go meet us up there, we're going to try and make it out. Sweatshop Union, January 23rd, Big Sky, Montana. All the shit, I'll put a link to it in the show notes. But
are we allowed to have a video camera in there while they're doing
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I taped the last show. I got a bunch of, if you go to thejamhole.com/YouTube and search Jamhole Sweatshop Union, there's a few videos I put up from when me and Braden saw them in Missoula.
Cool.
But yeah, they're like one of my favorite hip hop groups.
Yeah, I've been listening to them quite a bit, like ever since I got with you, and I do like them a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, they're cool,
really,
and they're
good.
Really cool in person. Like, they sit and they hang out and shit, and they'll bullshit with you. And yeah. I mentioned that, you know, we were gonna try and make the drive up, and they're like, "Wow, all the way from Kalispell." And I was like,
"Well,
that's yeah,
dedication." You either like holler at us if you come up.
Yeah. So I asked them if I make it all the way out there, let me interview you for my internet radio show, my podcast. And they were like, yeah, for sure. So I'm going to bring a laptop up and do a little interview if they have time and shit. So it'll be a good time.
That's really cool. Like, what time are they playing out in Big Sky, do you know?
I have no idea. It's all on the site, so.
We should, if it's late in the afternoon, we should try and get, like, a hotel room or something out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. It'll be a nice little trip up there.
Yeah.
And then, you know what's weird when you get a haircut?
What?
If you only do it once a year. People walk up to you and they ask you,
oh my God, did you get your hair cut?
Did you get your hair cut?
No, it grew backwards.
No. What? Hey.
What?
Did you get your hair cut?
No, I did not, actually. I would really love to get a cut.
And not even like in real life, on the chat and in Facebook, my friend Kirsten was like, hey, did you get your hair cut? Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
What do you think?
Did you?
It looks really good, though.
Can you see my bald spot? Shut up. Shut your fucking mouth.
What?
Burger. I don't have a bald spot. I don't even know what you're talking about.
You have a thinning spot.
It's thinning. It's because you stress me out.
Whatever, dude. I do not.
All of you stress me out.
Look at your cute kitty.
I know. My cute kitty is sleeping.
You have a pretty pussy.
Yeah, see, Frankie knew, but it cracks me up because it happens every time in a couple of places I deliver to today. We're like, did you get your hair cut? Like, I could tell. I mean, I could understand if maybe I was normal and I cut it, like, you know, every couple months like normal people do. But I cut it, like, once a year. It's either past my ears or it's short like this and then the in-between, you know, between one to the other.
Mm-hmm.
So you notice. But then you still have to ask. Like, you can't just say, nice haircut. You have to say, did you get your haircut? And then I'm going to say, uh-uh. And I'm going to look at you like this.
Like, oh, retarded.
It's so stupid.
I like, dude, whatever
no,
he
I didn't.
Put.
Did you? No. I
whatever
didn't.
He
I got
put
my ears
in your
lowered.
Hair.
I got my ears
lowered. Shut up.
Lowered.
Whatever Thad put in your hair smelled so amazing.
See, that's why Frankie's my star pupil. I never ask the obvious. And thank you for that. I appreciate. You may not run into too many people in your day-to-day life that appreciate that. I appreciate that. Fully.
Fully. But no, whatever he put in your hair, dude, smelled so fucking amazing.
Well, yeah, dude.
Delicious.
Your hair.
Delicious. I was like, oh, God, I want to lick your head.
Your hair would smell amazing, too, if you put $50 a bottle product in it.
It smelled so
That's
good,
what you get
dude.
When you
so
go.
Awesome.
But you can't afford that shit. Back home, it's the Fructis fucking $2.99 for a jug.
No, I use Herbal Essences, bitch. My
right,
shit
of
good.
Course.
Hell yeah. No, and I wish, I want a haircut so bad.
Energy
Ashley
drinks.
Ashley threatened to kill me if I cut my hair.
Yeah, so, she knows, so. And so do I. Can't.
I don't like it.
I need something to hold on to when I'm coaxing you into sucking the penis.
I don't like it long. It drives me nuts. It's aggravating. It's like, I don't even do anything with it when it's long. I just, like, put it up.
It's just there for me to wrap my hand around. That's the
every
only
purpose.
Every
boyfriend I get with, they're like, please grow your hair out, and then I do it. Like, every single time, and then we break up, and I shave my head.
Wow, crazy.
What?
Looking forward to that.
No, I don't, like, shave it.
At least it's
it.
After you break up and not when you just threaten to leave. Like, it's, like, final, this is over, shaving the head, and then the guy's like, thank God.
No,
you have a weird shaped head. Hey, did
no,
you
my
get,
head is shaped perfectly.
Did
okay,
did you get your hair cut?
No, no, but
no,
like,
I shaved my head.
I didn't quite leave Jake before I cut it all off. Like the two things he didn't want me to do.
Yeah, that was a messed up situation, though, from what I heard from his end.
What are you talking about?
You were kind of a bitch about it.
What are you talking about?
He was like, "I love you," and you're like, "I think we need to talk."
No,
like,
he said, "I love you," and I said, "I." Oh, I want to be single.
That's what it was.
He's like, I love you. I'm like, I want to be single.
Okay, and hey, Wells Fargo. Do we have any Wells Fargo listeners?
But wait, hey, wait. But like, the two things he didn't want me to do was to cut my hair and get those snake bite implants. And I came back from Boise, and 2 days later, I had my haircut and my fucking implants.
How'd the implants work out?
Great.
You still got those?
I still have them.
In
a bag.
Plants? No.
In a bag.
Okay, Wells Fargo.
What's up?
I am so sick of this. So,
are they not sucking your penis?
No.
Enough? Is that what's going on?
That needs to increase while this needs to decrease. Okay.
Okay.
I do not want to try online bill pay. Okay? I
oh,
don't.
They will push
I,
that.
I click.
Like never,
I click.
It
no
never
thanks.
Stop.
Every fucking time I log into your fucking site. And hey, I like the bank. I mean, as far as banks go, it's all right. I like the fact that you can send a text message to bank and get your balance and whatever. That's really handy. I like your mobile bank. And I like the all the online stuff. But I don't like every time I sign in, it's like, oh, hey. Do you want to try this now? No! I didn't want to try it the last 10 times I logged in and clicked no thanks. I didn't click yes, and I didn't click maybe later, because there's a maybe later button, which is weird. Why would you ever have a maybe later button? Hey, do you want to sign up for this? Maybe later, click. No.
Some people don't have time to set it up, that's why.
Why would you then click no? It's going to ask you next time anyways. What the fuck does it matter?
I'm sorry.
I must have did that like 3 times today and in a row every time. I was like, no thanks. And then I closed the window. And then I'm like, shit, I forgot to look at this. And then I log in. It's like, oh, I'm glad you're back. Hey, Matt, you want to try online bill pay? Fuck off, Wells Fargo online bill pay thing. Fuck off. I don't want to. Ever. Hey. Did you get a haircut?
No, I did not.
And I finished Code Spell, by the way.
Oh,
Kelly
yeah?
McCulloch.
How if was it?
Does anyone know Kelly McCulloch?
No.
It was awesome. I read that shit in like 4 days, dude. It was so good.
Yeah,
I
you
like,
got way into it.
I know. I couldn't put it down, dude. I was like, every time I pooped, and I usually bring in a book when I poop, but usually I read like these science books and shit, and I was reading Zero by Charles Saifi. But then I saw those, and I was like, fuck, I've read, like, 4 science books in a row. I need to, like, cleanse the palate with some science fiction. And I just, like, I couldn't put that shit down, dude. It was so good.
Yeah, I think after I'm done reading this Sperm Wars thing, I would like to read something with, like, an actual full-on story. Because this one, okay, you have chapters.
Hold on. So, because we're going to talk about that for a sec. Okay. So, now I'm reading Mythos. This is the last one in the Webmage series so far. Fucking awesome. Now, what have you learned? I got you that book in hopes it would make you suck cock more. It has not.
Hasn't talked about sucking dick yet, actually.
My begging and pleading actually worked a little bit.
No, your begging and pleading gets very annoying.
But what, you know what I've noticed? I've noticed a pattern lately.
What?
If we have like a pretty wicked argument, right, the next day, at least one or two days, sometime in there, you get like super nice and sweet, and then it's like, I just want to fuck and suck your cock right now. And then it's on.
Well, because...
Don't get into that pattern. Don't make me have to belittle you verbally just to get my dick sucked the next day.
No.
Like, you could save us that whole awkward night, awkward morning, next day, and then that night. Awesome. It could just always be awesome if you would just always get down on that.
I don't always want to have sex or always want to, you know, get down like that.
Oh,
you know?
Really?
Because yeah.
I always do. I can't
I
help
know you
it.
Always do, and it drives me nuts sometimes, dude. It's like, dude, I really just don't.
I'm in my prime. Right, I'm in my Optimus prime.
Well, I'm in
and
my
only,
prime, too, but.
Only a prime can defeat the fallen. Come on.
God. Put the bell near you, please, so you don't smash that.
I almost killed Buddy Christ, but I need. I need the cat to stop looking at me like that.
She's so cute.
Did you get your hair cut?
No.
Frankie
it.
Laughed at that. I got one.
Well,
so what have you learned in that book so far?
I have learned that
lay it on me.
Like if a couple is together, like you and I,
mm-hmm.
When they have intercourse,
mm-hmm.
A dude
coitus,
mm-hmm. Right.
See, like I want to fuck already, and we just got done fucking like an hour.
I think
ago.
That's my problem, dude. I get reading this, and then I get horny, and I have to stop and like jerk it.
Yes,
it's fucked, dude. It's
my plan is coming together perfectly.
No, like I think that's why I'm not like. Halfway
and then she goes and
yet.
Masturbates, and then I'm like, huh?
I know. I do. I did that today, this morning. Actually,
me too, on the way to work.
Oh, dude, come on. But so I figured out that when a dude and chick are together for a long time,
it gets boring.
No,
okay,
no,
moving
no,
on.
No,
oh no, it doesn't.
A dude produces so much sperm, like he'll if you're in your prime
so
or whatever,
much.
Like
hey,
you
so much,
they'll produce like 500 million sperm per day. And
Spartans.
The older ones sit in the tubes being ready to ejaculate.
Right.
But
they're like torpedoes at the ready.
Right. But in your mind, you know the last time that we had sex, okay?
Right.
So
2 hours ago.
Right.
Right.
So if we were to have sex tomorrow.
But I have two tubes. I two nuts.
Listen to me.
Okay.
If we were to have sex tomorrow, your body would know the amount of the different types of sperm to release into me to top
whoa,
me
whoa,
up.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Different
what?
Types of sperm?
Yes.
There is sperm, and then there is...
Sperm.
Sperm.
You have your egg-getter sperms, and you release about 5 million...
Like, less calories than normal?
Shut
no.
up. You release about 5 million sperm per load, depending on, you know, how long it's been since we've had sex. 5 million... For, like, probably tonight, because we haven't fucked in a while.
You're goddamn right. Who? What's
but
up with that?
But you've been jerking it, too, so you don't have slow, sluggish, like, old sperm
or
either.
Have I? Maybe I like to wait and save it up and be like, this is your punishment for not
if you
fucking
do
me.
That,
a big old fat load in your face.
But if you do that, all your sperm are basically dead anyway.
So? Are we trying to make a baby? Hold
no,
on.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's why guys jerk off is because... Like, if we have sex 3 days a week, Monday,
guys
Wednesday,
jerk
Friday.
Jerk off because no one will fuck them.
No, if we fuck every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and you jerk off, like, on Saturday and Sunday, the next day on Monday when we fuck, you will release good, healthy swimmers and shit. You'll have your egg getters, you'll have your killers, and you will have your blocker sperm, Okay, so you'll have all that. But if you wait a long time and then bust your load, you're just going to have a bunch of blocker sperm, because the blockers are the older sperm that don't want to fucking, you know,
do anything.
Yeah, basically, they just like sit in areas and curl up and just sit there.
And cry themselves right. to sleep because these, their girlfriend the killers, won't suck their little sperm penises.
I'm gonna kill you. But like the killers, they're there for like protection, basically, because, you know,
protection
another,
from what? It's
another
a vagina.
Dude's sperm. Another dude's sperm. That's what they're there for. Your body's always producing. You know, you're producing an army.
Let's
every
be
time.
Honest. How many of us are banging chicks that are banging some other dudes?
I mean,
how many chicks are you banging? Ho bag one. All right, that's funny.
But like every time
you're a bitch.
Like if we have sex every 2 days,
I bang the chicks.
Your sperm is in like prime condition.
My sperm is always in Optimus Prime condition.
But it's kind of cool though. Like I got to learn a bunch of stuff about it, and like the killer sperm are kind of cool because they have this crazy like chemical shit on the top of their head, and they'll just run and like hit like some other dude's sperm and like release enough like poisonous fluid into that.
Really?
To kill it. Yeah, that's what they do. That you release three different types of sperm for a reason.
So do you think if a dude didn't want a chick to get pregnant, he could just have killer sperm and that's it? Like fucking just killer whales.
But
like
you can't, you know, decide.
Why?
So,
mentally?
Because once,
I can
if you
prepare.
Have killers, check this out. If you have killer sperm and egg getter sperm or whatever sitting in your fucking tubes right now.
Tell me I have killer sperm.
You
come
have
on.
Killer sperm.
Yeah.
But if you have that in there and just that, no blockers, no nothing, by tomorrow, you're going to have blocker sperm because your fucking killer sperms are going to be all wore the fuck out and not in their healthy prime anymore. So that's what they do. And sperm actually live.
I don't need billions of sperm. I need 300 of my finest. I'm just taking a walk in this courtyard. They happen to, you know, accompany me.
Well, check this out.
I didn't give orders.
Well, depending on how often we have sex, it depends on how many killer sperm, how many blocker sperm, how many egg getter
sperm.
How
often can we have sex?
How many actual sperm altogether you throw in me? And all that, because sperm actually lives in the vagina for up to 5 days.
What if the vagina has little sperm huts and apartments set up?
No, actually,
like
they do. They
with
do.
Hotels?
They
I
do.
Know. That's
they
fucked
do.
Up,
they
isn't it?
They sit in a pool right in front of the cervix, and a bunch of the blocker sperm chill there.
Okay,
and then your fucking other ones go in through it. And then they sit in a little, like, in a duct, basically.
T-formation?
And wait. No, your killer sperm or like your younger sperm will sit in a little duct past the cervix,
right,
and wait to fully develop.
Iron.
So like 2 days later, like you came in me tonight. So tomorrow, those little sperms might develop and like start trying to swim again. Like these, they do that. They take little breaks and little pools along the way to the womb and shit. It's pretty fucking cool. It's weird.
Exactly. Burger says, so did everyone remember their pill today?
No, I don't.
Killer
do
sperm.
It's cool though, dude. It's kind of neat. Like, and you're like, if the dude's like masturbating more and more, like if we're together and I notice you masturbating more and more, that actually signifies
that means one of
infidelity.
Us is that means one of us is not doing their job.
Well, that too, no, if we're having sex like 3 times a week and you're jerking
everyone
off more
look,
and more,
everyone look at her. One of us,
you're an infidel.
Is
fuck
not
you.
But, I'm the infidel.
But like basically a dude will jerk off more and more if he's suspecting that he's going to have infidelity, you know, another
partner. I don't think that's it.
Or
I think
well no, they do that in preparation. Just they do that one cuz they're excited cuz it's going to be a new person, obviously. Two, they're readying their sperm and shit so that way there's not as many slow and dead sperm in there. That
it's
like all
like
go killer sperms. Yeah, it's a whole
it's
dude,
a
it's
game
sperm
of
wars.
Risk.
It's sperm wars.
Risk.
It's crazy, dude. It's so it's
risk.
Really cool.
That's all I'm saying. Like Guitar all... Hair Dave says Danny can read. She,
yes.
There's pictures.
No, there's no
little
pictures.
Killer sperm dressed up with their shields and their spears, all like.
Dude, I want to do like a little comic about it. It's so cool. There's so much like.
You should. I like
chick,
the way
dude,
you...
they fucked this one chick, and she got fucked by her partner, her boss, and her coworker. There's three dudes' sperms in there, and they're all like. Ah!
It's like World War III up
yeah,
in that
dude.
Piece, dude. Like
going
just
nuts. It's just crazy, dude.
That's
like,
fucked up.
I didn't know that there's three different types of sperm, and then this is why you come so much or you come so little is because
I come so much.
Well, like, you know, you're basically topping me up is what it is. Like, you want to keep as much sperm in me of your own as you possibly can.
See? Thank you. That's what I've been trying to say. Not in your vagina,
no, but
in your mouth,
that's
preferably.
Your body's reason why. That's your body's reason why. So that way, if I go out and I have infidelity or whatever, that means that I have your sperm in me ready to kick some other dude's
ready
sperm's
to kill.
Ass. So that's why most men drive to fuck so much is they just, it's a subconscious thing. Like, you want to keep as much sperm in your partner as possible. So that way.
Is that why we like to fuck so much then?
I think so.
It's not because it feels really fucking awesome.
Well, it
most
also
of the
feels
time.
Really awesome, but that's the underlining drive of it. That's,
but that, how can that be? If then people who don't want kids should not be fucking at all? Then by
right,
that logic,
right, but you have to.
I don't want kids subconsciously really fucking bad, and that's why I always want to fuck.
You know, even if you want kids or not, that's your underlining fucking. That's your nature.
You
that's,
think that's where the
signified.
Training from it comes from, and then it just happens to feel good as a
yes,
side.
Yes, that
note.
And you do produce like 500 million sperm a day.
Goddamn right.
So, I mean, it depends on whatever, but like you
hey, if I had a nickel for every, you know what I mean? Oh, we'd God. Be rich.
But, you know, it's just I've learned a lot so far, so it's really cool. I like it.
I think we all just ruined everyone's vision of sex. Frankie says, I just imagine a war-torn battleground in a vagina.
Yeah,
little
dude, that's
dead
what happens every
like,
time. That's
that
what
sucks.
Happens every goddamn time someone
I don't
has
want
sex.
That, I don't want that to happen.
You are preparing for a battle.
Murderer!
Every time you have sex, you're preparing for a battle, dude.
It's like Warcraft. That's like Warcraft. You get your little guys out and you start, you guys are gonna go cut wood and you guys are gonna march and
see what you do
up.
Is you send all your blockers in first and then they get their stations and then your little fucking your killers go in and they're like, is anybody else in here?
And then
kill
it's like
the
Red Rover,
and
Red
they
Rover
spread it all out so the egg getters can just go woo.
That's
and
fucked
go,
up,
dude. That's what your shit
that's
does. It's crazy.
Up.
It's really good.
Nacho says, like the world of Terminator Salvation. Exactly.
It's really
just
cool.
Like,
and it hasn't actually talked about giving head at all yet.
You'll get there. All right. Well, moving on, kind of. So, you like, when do you read? I see sometimes when I'm sitting here reading, do you read when you poop? In the toilet?
I don't take very long to poop, so I don't really...
Would you take longer if you were reading while you were pooping?
I did, because you remember the last time I went in there, I was done pooping in like 2 minutes.
Right.
I sat in there for like 10 just to finish the chapter.
Okay,
so.
And we all know I do that too, and if you remember Friday's show, we debuted the hemorrhoid.
Yes, yes.
Which has
How
pretty much, it's pretty much all gone now, thanks.
Okay, good, good.
But then, check this out. I found this in the stumble. I was bored doing laundry up in my mom's house, and the shit took a long time, and that's why I'm sorry there was no rediscovery on Sunday like we were going to do, but I found this in the stumble. I forget who sent it to me, but thank you. And by the way, I think we can continue using that. I think they fixed whatever cross-script.
Oh, good. I really like the stumble.
Because I got through like half of it and it didn't do that once where it pops up all the windows and shit.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's all good now. But anyway, how dangerous is it to read on the toilet? A doctor's reasons why you should stop reading on the crapper and how to do it safely. I was like, huh.
Why is that dangerous?
No shit. Continue, please.
No crap. Let's go.
It says, does reading on the crapper contribute to hemorrhoid growth?
Berger says it causes hemorrhoids. Oh!
See, and that's weird because
you're probably constantly sitting there still, kind of like pushing it a little bit, you know?
Okay, so it says that this site here has scrupulously avoided the term anal cushion for more than 10 years, but the time has come when readers need to know Trump's personal daintiness and good taste. So you may hear some terms that aren't going to be exactly. We're all adults here, right? Everyone 18 over, right? You
yeah,
18
yeah,
over.
Yeah.
Okay. So you might hear some language. Just want to let you know that.
Poop.
Anal cushion. Okay.
I
are
like
we cool?
Poop.
Anal cushion. Is everyone cool?
I'm cool. With
yeah,
anal
guitar
cushion.
Hair Dave says anal cushion for the pushing. All right.
Woo!
We're cool. All adults. The answer, sadly, because so little beyond music, laughter, and the mass manufacture of weaponry is clearly distinguishes our kind from the rest of the animal kingdom, as turning our johns into study halls is yes. Dr. Gutman explains, founder and lead physician of Advanced Hemorrhoid Specialists. Quote, hemorrhoids.
How would that... Dude, that would suck.
That's like,
what do you do for a living? I'm a hemorrhoid specialist.
Yeah, that goes back to the whole thing I asked about the urologist. Like, at what point in your medical schooling...
Were you like, I'm obsessed with penis?
Yeah, I'm going to be the dick doctor. No problem.
Maybe he just loves his dick so much. He's like, I need to help everyone have a better penis.
That's right. You can all have a better penis. And I will help. I will help. But, maybe. I'm going to be an advanced hemorrhoid specialist.
Maybe he had a lot of hemorrhoids at one point.
And he, like, found the cure. Like, hey, stop taking 20 minutes to take a dump. Because you're reading for 18.
Frankie says the cock doc.
Yeah. Like, who does that?
Octoprocto.
I think I want to look at nasty, stanky twat all day for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. Yeah. That'll really get the semen manufacturing.
Yeah.
So this guy says hemorrhoids are derived from anatomical structures called anal cushions, and they're like small balloons embedded within the wall of the anal canal.
Yep.
You guys are getting a lesson. Listen up. Take notes.
I broke down sex for you. This will be tested. Break down pooping.
Right, and this is where your penis goes sometimes. Just remember that. Be like, hey, honey, I got you the Reebok pump. We're going to pump up the anal cushions here. Because you're getting loose. You're getting a little loosey-goosey.
How was that for you, by the way?
What? You pumping up your...
No. Oh. We had the anal thing once.
Oh, yeah. I told everyone about that. I got like halfway in and just blew my load.
So if I ever just wanted to be over, I'll just be like, put it in my ass.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Cool. Cool. Anyway, that's like the once in a while special
your
treat
anal
for you.
Canal. Yes. When abdominal pressures increase, these cushions instantly fill with blood to form a hydraulic seal to help prevent leakage. That's so disgusting.
Ew.
If the anal cushions become stretched out or get irritated, they are called hemorrhoids and can cause bleeding, itching, pain, and the protrusion of tissue through the rectum, which is also known as Jimmy Fallonitis.
What?
Yeah, he's got jokes. I get
Jimmy
it.
Fallon.
Nah, man, that's funny. That guy's horrible.
Yes.
Sitting on the toilet too long can increase pressure on these anal cushions, which may eventually cause them to become hemorrhoids or the Jimmy Fallonitis. So how long is too long, right? How long should you be reading on the toilet?
I don't know.
Well, you shouldn't be reading on the toilet. Bowel movements should be quick, precise, like a ninja. Your bowel movements should be like ninja.
Yeah, see, I never understood why people take so long pooping, dude. Like, when I go in, I'm like, boom, I'm done.
It's the only escape from their shitty, horrible call center jobs that they're like,
well, no, because
I'm going to the bathroom. I'll be back in 20.
I think because I've been a cook for so long that, like, you don't have the time to do that. And when you're in the middle of a rush and you've got your, like, trainees online and stuff, you can't leave them alone for too long.
Right,
then they fuck up shit and you're blamed. So I learned how to power poop.
Working in the kitchen, you also learn how to suck down a cigarette in under 2 minutes.
Yeah,
so
I can do that.
That's different. But,
I power poop.
Some people,
poop
if, you have, if you have the time and you can get away with it, of course you do.
Red Fox has a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get paid to poop. Why else take a long poop at work? And I did that. Like, I would wait until I got to work at Dave's to pump a grumpy
after
I clocked in.
Didn't someone a while ago make an app for that, like, you took it when you went take a dump, and you put in, like, what you made an hour and all that shit, and you hit the button.
How much you got paid
and
to poop.
Yeah, I remember something about that, and it was like, after you were done, you'd hit the button again, and it would be like, cha-ching, you just made $2.25 or
so,
whatever.
Cool.
That's way cool.
Yeah, I remember I got bitched at once for doing that, walking in, clocking in, and then going poop. My boss, Schindler, was
pumping
like...
Pumping a grumpy. That's so
like,
foul.
I love that. Yeah, no, my boss was like, were you just in the bathroom for 20 minutes?
Yes.
And I was like, yeah. He's like, are you clocked in? I'm like, yeah.
I have like 5 billion killer sperm in me right now, and I'm trying to get that cleaned out, so... Feminine problems.
Oh, my God.
So, bowel movements should be quick, precise, to the point... Excuse me, I know people who like to read in the bathroom, and what I would recommend is once they are done with the movement, if they insist on wanting to stay and read, they should wipe, flush, put the toilet seat cover down, and sit on that. It's almost sitting on a chair.
Yeah.
It's the whole fact that your shit is hanging down,
yeah.
And it makes that shit just, that's fucked up, I didn't know that.
Well,
I didn't know what a hemorrhoid was. I didn't know it was called Jimmy Fallonitis.
Well, maybe
that's
because
so
like
awesome.
Do you?
God, that guy is horrible.
It's gonna be a weird question, but
can
when
I
you
mention that Jimmy God. Fallon? You suck. You remember when he was funny?
No,
me neither. No, he used to be funny.
So when you go to take a shit, like, do you spread your ass cheeks?
No,
like no,
no.
You just like leave them all like together.
I just
stuff?
Sit. I sit.
That's it? You don't like, dude, I totally like spread my ass cheeks onto the
really?
Bowl. So yeah, that way it's
yeah,
like,
I spread them open, I reach my hand up in there, and I just pull the poop out. I don't use my muscles at all. It's all manual.
Oh my God.
Manual labor.
No, oh my God. And if you're a chick, sometimes this is gross.
Please.
But
listen up.
If you
hot, sexy chicks. You're so much better than us because you're so hot and sexy. Listen to this. Go ahead, tell them.
Are you cool?
Tell them, these whores. Tell these whores.
When,
dick-sucking whores. Tell them.
In the beginning, like, when I was trying to learn how to power poop, because I used to take a while pooping, okay? And I needed to poop quick. So if you're taking a shit and your shit's, like, there, but it's not out yet, if you're a chick.
Punch in the stomach.
No, if you're a chick, if you feel your taint, you can feel the turd, and you can push your taint.
Oh, like
and
toothpaste.
Push the turd
just
out.
Like
yep.
Work it
just
out.
Like
that's
that
disgusting.
Disgusting, isn't it?
I'm never licking your taint again.
Isn't that awesome? Just
yeah,
saying.
That's so awesome.
You, like,
thank you for
it.
That.
It's cool.
I appreciate that.
Like if I have a really big turd that just won't come out, and I'm like, oh God, this is going to hurt, I'll just do that.
All right, and then while we're talking about sex real quick, I made on the show notes for Friday night show, I didn't really have nothing to say, so I found this article about the Foxy Roxy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys read that yet. The world's first sex robot, life-size rubber doll called Roxy with three X's, of
right,
course, right?
Right? Yeah, Ashley was talking to me about this. She's like, what is that in the notes? And she's like, I looked that up.
Yeah,
and she's
well,
like,
I linked,
they're actually pretty.
I linked to the original thing, but here's another story about it. Now, this is kind of cool. So, are you guys selling this Erato Toys? Can we pick up our $7,000 Foxy
toy
Roxy
thing?
Toy? So, we have things that we can fuck. We have women, we have animals, we have
fleshlights, dildos.
We have fleshlights taped to fan motors, we have all sorts of cool stuff. But you know what all of those things lack?
What?
The conversation. They don't talk. There's no verbal feedback.
Why do you need that?
That's I know. That I was that's what I saw this.
If you're
I'm
buying
like,
a toy,
isn't
to fuck,
the point
why?
Of this not so it doesn't talk? If I want to talk, I'd fuck my girlfriend. I don't want to talk. I just want to fuck something and come 5 million little soldiers in it and then be done. Do you think, does your body deploy all the killers if you're fucking like a fleshlight? Does it know? Is it like there may be some other sperm in here?
No, well, you have to have.
It's got to be a woman?
No, no, you have to deploy killers.
Regardless
and
of
blockers, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's your general load.
So it's
and
not.
Some of them have like three and four heads, dude. And some
right.
of them are fucking weird and retarded looking, dude. It's crazy.
So it's not like Warcraft 2 where you could pick how many of each.
No.
Okay.
No.
No
well,
cheat codes.
Depending. It just depends on how long it's been since you've came and who you
so
are
you
coming
could,
with.
So you could work your jerking off and sex and everything around a certain way to get the certain numbers that
yeah.
you want.
Yep.
Like if I just want all killers, just straight up
you can't
vicious
have all
Australian
killers.
Killers.
You will have mostly killers. Like pretty
I have
much
mostly.
If you're going to say you want to cheat on me and we're fucking and stuff, we fuck and then the next day you're like, oh man, I can't wait to see this chick and stuff and you jerk
it's gotta
off.
It's
got
to be
like,
other chicks though?
Well,
what if I
much,
want killers in you? I want killers in you.
Because you've been with me and you know that I don't have anything else in me, basically.
So change it
unless
up.
You have a fear that I've cheated on you,
oh.
and then you release more killers.
So if you feel more killers, you know I know.
But, like, if you're going to cheat on me, basically, like, you jerk off a couple of times or something. You get rid of all of your blockers and stuff. And then when you go to fuck her,
and
you
then,
got brand
and
new
then,
crazy sperm. They're kamikaze motherfuckers.
If you're cheating, wash your dick.
Yeah, no kidding.
Huh.
In this book,
it's
a
not-
bitch pulled down his pants and was like, you cheated on me.
She smelled his dick.
Yeah, she's like, he's like, he was hoping that there wasn't anything there, but there was.
That's so funny.
She pushes him towards the door and shit, and his pants are all around his ankles. He's like, wait, no, stop.
So while your chick is down there sniffing your cock because she thinks you might have cheated, is that the time to grab her by the head, maybe?
No.
No, that is not the time, correct.
You better not cheat on me ever.
That is not the time to try
on me?
And get your penis
sucked. Have you cheated on me?
Huh?
Have you cheated on me?
Maybe.
What?
With this Foxy Roxy.
Do you have a picture of that up there? Can I see it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
The dark-haired, negligee clad. She's kind of ugly. I mean, for a robot, you know, she's pretty, I guess. For a robot, you know. She's no Johnny Five, am I right? Go sit down. She's 5'7", 120 pounds. She comes with 5 personalities and is ready for action.
That's fucking weird,
but
dude.
See, the part that I thought was weird, and it was in the original story. This is another story. But it was like the guy got the idea from 9/11 and his friend died and the kids had no one to, like, teach them or whatever.
Yeah.
So he's like, I built this robot, but then I realized that the, you know, stand-in parental robot area sector wasn't going to be very profitable, but the sex robot would be.
Yeah.
And so he made it that.
Of course he did.
But that's weird to go from 9/11, father dies, kids have no father, so I made a robot, to fucking, like, Foxy Roxy. Like, I don't know. I thought that was really
Why would
awesome
you do that, though? Why would you build a robot to, like,
why would
teach
you tell
kids?
Them that my dead 9/11 friend was the inspiration
no
for
kidding,
this
right?
little whore bot?
That's so stupid.
So, yeah, she comes with...
Come.
5 different personalities. comes with. Thank you. 5 different personalities. Frigid Farah, who is reserved and shy.
What?
Mature Martha. S&M Susan.
I picked that one.
All the time?
I don't know. You know, I was actually thinking about it. I want to try.
Wild Wendy? Huh?
What would you think if I became a suicide girl? I want to do that.
Oh, God.
No, well, I used to, like, you know, I used to do modeling and shit. And, like,
I think
I did...
Sage said it best when he said,
what?
If you're not dead, you ain't a suicide girl.
No, dude, you get paid a bunch to do that stuff.
I'm sure you
and,
do.
Like, you know, I got tats and I got holes in my head.
Sorry. No, I stand behind you 100%.
Why are you giggling your brains out? I like that stuff. No, and I got a bunch of tattoos and piercings basically to get away from, like, the modeling world because they want to.
Do it. If they'll take you, dude, a jam hole chick on the fucking suicide girls, right on. I'm banging a... Is that necrophilia?
Oh, my God, Matt. Stop it.
I'm sorry, but seriously.
I thought it'd be cool.
Seriously.
Anyway. You douchebag.
So
you're shooting down my hopes and dreams.
No,
I don't like it.
I'm behind you. Me and all 5 billion of my killer sperm, we're with you.
Okay, you can be my photographer.
Do it, do it. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
So this guy, he made the doll, the aim of it to make it someone the owner can talk to and relate to. She can't vacuum, she can't cook, but she can do almost anything else, if you know what I mean. I do, Mr. Hines. I absolutely do.
What?
She's a companion. She has a personality. She hears you. She listens to you. She speaks. See, you had me up until that.
Does she, like,
she
respond,
need to speak,
like, correctly to what you're saying?
I don't know.
How was your day? And she's, oh, it was lovely. And
can
so
we
you plug me in?
Can we test drive one of these?
I
if
would
you
like
know
to.
What I mean, Mr. Hines. I mean with my penis. Test drive.
Can it eat pussy?
She's wirelessly linked to the internet for software updates, technical support, and to send her man email messages. Hey, what are you doing? Hold on. I'll be right there. I gotta email my girlfriend.
Right? Oh, my God, dude.
That's so awesome.
Anyway.
And this is it. Inspiration for the sex robot sprang from the September 11, 2001 attacks, he said, where a friend died and he vowed to store his personality forever. in a sex robot. Dude, I would kick your fucking ass if I was your friend.
I don't
think
the one he built for his friend was a sex robot.
And okay? They made a male version called Rocky. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
If you know
does it eat
what
pussy?
Probably not. How could it eat pussy? It would just
know.
Go like, and then you know what?
Good.
The robot would be like, this is taking too long.
Oh my god.
I'm going to watch football.
Oh my god. Like, I wonder if
but
it
that's
like,
cool
gets up and like moves and stuff.
Yeah, probably not. I don't think we're there yet.
Yeah, probably
I don't know.
Not.
For $9,000 though, I can think of like 10 way more awesome things to put my dick in than this kind of gross looking robot.
So me and Ashley were talking about it. When we go to Vegas, if we
tag
win,
team back again,
no,
check
if
it
we,
directed, let's
stop. If we win a shit ton of money, would you want to move away from here?
That's never gonna happen. And if it was enough money to where I didn't have to work and I could just do this show,
what if it was over $100,000?
Yeah, probably.
Just hypothetically.
I don't know.
I mean, we could
between
go get like
two
a foreclosure
of you, that's
house.
Only, that's only 50 grand
no,
each.
No, I'm just
that's
saying no.
Shit.
Like me. Like if I
100
came home,
grand
it
to
was
leave
100
here?
Grand. Right.
If you could, if we could somehow put that into a coffee shop in Amsterdam where we can do this, then yes.
I was just thinking we could go and like get a foreclosure house for like fucking $60,000 and just
and then
park
what
our ass
live
somewhere
foreclosure
other.
Houses are in shithole areas.
No, they're
like
not. No,
Detroit.
They're not. No,
nah.
They're not. No, they're not. Have you looked?
No, why? No.
Well,
I
have, and there are some really nice foreclosure houses in Florida. And like Costa Rica.
Oh yeah, that's exactly where I want to live. Nah.
Oh come on, but well, no. If I had that much money, I don't know if I'd move, but I would definitely.
Would you
do
buy
something
me Foxy
else.
Roxy
no,
for
I would
when
not.
You were gone?
No, I would not.
Would you be if I fucked that? Would you be just as pissed and act like I cheated on you?
Yes.
Would you see how many killer sperm I had first?
Maybe. No, but like I would definitely do something. Me and you would have to go and do something.
Yeah, we would travel
money.
For a while until the money was gone, but then I would come back and resume work. And,
yeah.
But we'd, you know, take the show on the road.
Yeah.
For sure. We'd do like a 50-state tour and we'd come say hi to each one of the 12 people that are listening right now in the chat,
hell
in the
yeah.
live chat.
I don't know. I think it'd be super
I would
cool.
make it a point to come and, like, shake everyone's hand and just be like, thank you.
Like, make sure you get to them on, like, a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday and be like, this is, you know, we have a guest on the show tonight and it's so-and-so.
A different guest every night. That'd
fucking
be so
a.
great. And then by the time we were done, we'd have, like, no listeners because they'd be like, you guys are fucking retarded in real life.
If I listen to you, you guys are going to come to my house and I don't like
that's
that.
That's creepy and you're nowhere near as cool as you are on the show.
I know, right?
And yes, probably get all new audio equipment.
Yes.
And I would probably buy the new Apple iSlate or whatever the fuck they're going to call it. And then I would go to Mike's house and I would hit him over the head with it.
I would pay off my car.
Be like, booyah.
I would pay off my car and all my medical debt. And all just right. be free.
That would be nice, but that's probably not going to happen. And if you try to gamble until it does happen, you're going to be broke like
no,
the first night.
No, because her dad had called and was talking about it and stuff. And I was like, I don't want to gamble.
How about
go
he
there.
Just gives us $100,000?
No. See, he likes to gamble and stuff. And I'm like, I can't gamble when I go
you
there.
You should
and
take my
like,
brother down there and let him play some poker so we can all just not have to work.
Right. But no, he's like, I will give you money to gamble. He's like, you're going to gamble. And I'm
but
like,
if
I can't
you win,
gamble.
You owe me all the money.
No, he's totally cool with it.
Make sure he signs something.
Right.
All right, I got a story to make your vagina wet, so maybe we can have some more sex after this.
All
after
right,
you
well,
cook
after this,
dinner.
If you would like to talk about blowjobs, I've got someone who would like to talk about blowjobs
oh, yeah?
with you.
Is he ready? He can call in, but yeah, let me say this and then. All right,
go
yeah.
ahead and do that, and I'll text him here.
But, starving children, never.
That's always good for me.
Never nice.
What?
Never nice. Not children.
It's always good for me.
So when you get to the point of starvation, a child will possibly, 1-year-old child, eat its own feces, perhaps. perhaps.
I've seen a dog eat its own shit, but right. not people.
Well, people do it too when they're one and starving. John Berkey, 35, and Christine Berkey, 32, are both charged with two counts of risk of injury to a minor and cruelty to persons. The children, 14 and 1. That's kind of weird. Like, I don't know. You have a 14-year-old and a 1-year-old. Like, you
That's kind of weird.
That is weird. That's, I don't know. That's really weird. They're not John's kids, though.
Okay.
His wife from another marriage, okay?
Oh, this is like a success story in infidelity right there.
This
you got
it.
Tricked into you raising didn't... another man's child.
Yeah, you got
You got
swindled.
All the perks of infidelity without the repercussions. Go you.
Go you.
Go Hurrah. Negligent father.
Hurrah.
Yes.
Second string dad.
That is
Fuck
yeah.
yeah. I'm all about that.
That's
Fuck
what all these
yeah.
guys are striving for.
So, according to the affidavit, when the baby tried to reach for more Cheerios, Christine would smack her hand as, no!
No!
Ma-pa-pa!
No, ma-pa-pa.
The teenager also told police that one day she found her little sister playing in her poop, and she had eaten some of it.
Well, she's one, dude.
When she told her mother, you know what her mother did?
What? Laugh?
You mean the little baby ate its own shit?
Oh my god.
Oh shit, have a Cheerio.
Oh shit, have a Cheerio.
I'm kidding. Have no Cheerios.
There was a retarded kid with Down
That's
syndrome
horrible.
At the Boys and
Hold
Girls
on.
Club that played in his poop.
That's disgusting, but this is horrible.
Like, he painted it all over the walls and stuff.
Oh, really?
In the locker room at the Boys and Girls Club. Yeah, in Sarasota, dude. He fucking, I walked by and I'm like, what the fuck is that smell? And he's in there in just a white t-shirt and like no pants, no nothing, just poop everywhere.
Was he autistic and it was the most beautiful
no,
thing
he had
you've
downies.
Ever seen painted?
No, he had downies, oh. dude. It was like,
because I could see that you come in, it's like the Sistine Chapel, but with shit.
Okay.
It's good. It's good because my sister not only ran from Maine, but then she ran from Rhode Island. It's chicks all over the fucking the map running.
Yeah.
Her sister now has the chitlins, eating poop still probably. the sister says the boyfriend would make inappropriate comments to his stepdaughter.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
He would say things to her like, hey.
Hey.
It's a nice butt.
Oh, okay. I'm your stepdaughter.
They had
please go away.
John and Christine have 4 children each for a total of 8. It's a family feud right
Dude,
there, man.
This, when I used to live at my mom's
fucked.
Place,
and they all eat shit.
There were these. There was this couple that were squatting on some land. Like, they said they owned it and shit, and they totally didn't. But the one lady had 5 kids. He had 5 kids. And then he had a stepdaughter from another marriage that, like, basically lived with him because she hated her mother. And then they had a kid together. Like, they had children from, like, almost 0 months old to fucking 20. It was crazy. And they
That's
all
horrible.
Lived together in this little trailer.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
So, anyway.
So, they have 4 children each, her oldest and youngest named as victims in the affidavit, and her 2 middle children are in foster care after one of John's sons was accused of molesting them back in July.
Nice.
Just a fucked up situation. I'm so grateful for Connecticut because they didn't let her get away with it, and I know she was getting ready to run again. And, of course, the Berkeys deny the charges, of course.
All right. Would you like my
Eating
friend
poop.
To call in?
Yeah. Waiting for him. Where is he?
All right. I'm sending him a text now to call in.
You should have done that already.
Well, I was letting you get
so
through
what's
your
he,
story.
What is this? Set this up.
This is my ex-fiance.
Which number?
A 1 and 2.
Number 1 and 2.
Yep. Hey, we were together for 4 years.
Okay.
He proposed to me twice.
And out of those 4 years, how many times was his penis in your mouth?
I don't know.
None?
No, I did a few times.
Oh, well.
Not like.
I thought you said he had, like, never.
No, not never.
Oh, well.
I said, like, you know, once in a great while I would.
Like on his birthday?
Yeah, birthday.
You know what I got
like
for
that.
My birthday?
What?
Not a blowjob.
What? Yes, now, you dumbass. Yes, now. Right. Oh. Fucking now, please.
Can we talk about firebomb churches?
Sure.
Because I have something to say about this.
Okay.
Okay.
If he calls in the middle of it, you're going to be cranky?
No, that's fine. Just tell him to sit there and wait a sec.
Well, here, well...
Just get him on the frickin' horn, Martha.
Well, basically, dude, we were together for a really long time, and pretty much the reason why I left is he was addicted to a bunch of shit, and I was bored with him, so...
Awesome.
That's why we separated or whatever. He's doing very well for himself now. He came out of, you know...
He probably has a girlfriend that sucks his penis now.
No, he doesn't have a girlfriend. He has, like, a couple different girls that he messes with, but no, like, steady Chiquita, so...
Two girls to suck penis.
Yeah,
that's
but
the life.
See,
you're living the life. Is he listening? You're living the life.
No, he's not listening right now. But, like, he's been with chicks that don't like to give blowjobs, too, so...
I find that hard to believe. I think you're the only, unless they're married, you're the only chick.
No.
In the world.
I am not the only female in the world that does not like to give head.
I know. Mike Boudet doesn't like to either. Oh, see what I did there? That's
Mike
funny.
Mike Boudet is not a female.
That's funny. I don't care what color you are.
I'm like, what the fuck?
That's funny. So anyway, I guess while we're waiting for him to call in, two more churches, Malaysian churches, firebombed. And you know what they're pissed about?
What?
That the non-Muslims are using the word Allah. Like, they're so pissed about that, they're blowing up churches and shit.
Really?
Yeah. Like, who gives a shit? Right? You say God... We're not firebombing. Well, I guess we kind of are, but not for that specific reason, you know?
And Berger says, I think it is more normal not to give head.
Really?
Yeah.
Did I just find all the right chicas or what?
I think you did, dude. Like, I guess those chicks just wanted to bend over backwards.
I'm not,
I think they were afraid to lose you.
I'm not.
That's
well,
what it is.
Kidding!
I am
pretty awesome, but...
They were very, very attached and scared of being alone,
no,
probably.
No, I don't think that's... Not all of them.
No, I think they're scared of being alone.
Not
and
all
afraid
of them,
losing
no.
You.
I'm telling you, not all of them. Some of them gave a fuck, but still liked to suck cock. Like, they enjoyed it. It was... They liked
well,
it.
Well, some chicks do enjoy it. Like, Ashley, she does enjoy sucking cock.
She
but,
certainly
you know,
does.
She did tell me that her ex-husband, or her husband, or whatever, that's in prison right now, she would get bored with it because he would just come up and do kind of like what you do. Oh, excuse my face. And,
see,
like,
and that's funny because Josh...
Your dick and be Josh, like, hey, suck it, suck it, suck it, please suck it. And she would just get annoyed with that. And even though she likes sucking
well,
dick, she didn't want to do it.
I do that just for fun. But, like, Josh is almost in the opposite boat from Big Mouse. He's, like, getting his dick sucked too much.
Yeah.
And he's like, sometimes I just want the pussy. But she's like, no, just let me suck the dick.
And that's crazy. That's, I like to get fucked.
That's how I think it needs to be if your man can keep up with it. Josh, obviously, a little girl can't keep up with that much, you know, getting his dick sucked. I could.
That's crazy.
You want a wife swap?
No.
Josh?
No. He is kind of cute.
Nolly Zundead says, there any other way to ask for it? I mean, the
yeah,
only way... Hold on.
Up.
Hold on. The only way I have figured out how to ask for it is to just pull my pants down and be like, here's my penis. Here's your mouth. Let's figure this out. And that
no.
doesn't seem to work, so I don't know.
No, that's not how you do it.
Berger says GHB, yeah. I'd be, but then at that point, you're just like holding her mouth open and just like putting your dick in and out of it. Like there's no suction or anything because
you were
obviously
doing that earlier.
She's out
you
cold.
You lock your fucking legs around my head and then fuck my face.
Right.
You're like,
Well, I get to the point where I'm about to break your neck, but then I think better of it.
What the fuck, dude?
Oh,
has he not called in yet?
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it. I believe you. You don't like getting your dick sucked. That's fine.
Well, he will call in.
So, yeah, these churches are getting bombed. Molotov cocktail heard at the Allstate Church in Taiping. Before it had opened, while a broken kerosene bottle with an unlit wick was found inside the compound of the St. Louis Catholic Church, also in Taiping. With this, six churches have been attacked by unidentified assailants in Malaysia. High five.
Okay.
following a high court ruling, the Catholic Newsletter Herald could use the word Allah while referring to God in its Bahasa Malaysia edition. So you're just tricking them at that point, right?
I guess.
That's the Catholic Church being like, we're going to just call God Allah just
Allah.
For, you know, and then all the people read that and they're like, oh, Allah, Allah. And then they believe that stuff, but then they're like, oh, wait, you're the Catholic Church. You totally tricked us. Here's a Molotov cocktail.
There you go.
That's kind of fucked up, though. Like, why just call God, Jehovah, whatever you call it. Don't take Allah. That's their shit. You take their oil. You take their women. Don't take their God.
Don't take their God.
Don't take their
God. That's not nice.
That's a dick
thing
to
do. Frankie says, Allah, 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 Allah.
Yeah. Hey. You gonna Molotov?
What now, bitches?
You gonna Molotov cocktail the Jamhole HQ, sucker? Allah, Allah,
Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, lick my balls, Allah. Now what? Exactly, Frankie. What now? I don't know.
What now, bitches?
Lick my balls, Allah.
Oh my God!
If you are real, you will send a virgin to lick my nuts.
He says it's
ringing
busy.
No.
Oh God.
Don't worry about it, dude. It's fine. It's fine. Meanwhile, the Malaysian Consultative Council of Buddhism, Christianity, Hinduism, Sikha, Taoism, and Interfaith Organization feel that opening communication lines among various communities could provide a lasting solution to the current issue. Yeah, right. You're going to go there and they're going to fucking shoot you in the face because that's how they roll, okay? You're not going to make peace. They don't forget.
No.
So, yeah, that sucks for the churches there. Maybe you should stop trying to put your religion where there's already an established prominent religion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just a suggestion.
Just saying.
Excuse me. You're going to do what you want, but, you know, just a suggestion.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear about, did I tell you the one about the dog that had sex with the 2-year-old boy? Come on.
No, you did not.
Well, investigation continues into Sunday's bizarre dog attack involving a blank. What kind of dog would rape a 2-year-old boy?
A pit bull.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're getting good at this.
I am.
Lockport police detectives said they're interviewing more witnesses in the case and meeting with dog behavioral experts to try and figure out why the dog sexually assaulted the boy. They're going to like sit down with the fucking, and the dog's going to tell him about how he used to fight other dogs for that one dude.
I got so sad and lonely that
he used to beat me with sticks. What was that one guy's name?
I don't know.
Michael Vick. I used to be a Michael Vick dog. That's why I raped this kid. Because Michael Vick raped me.
That's no.
Me being the pit bull.
No.
He did that. I bet you.
That's so gross. That makes me so Michael sad when dog fights and shit.
And Allah. Both and raping Allah. Pit bulls. Stop that. So this sucks, dude. Could you imagine? Like, pit bulls are vicious.
And they bite
sometimes.
They bite on the back of
like
the neck
a 2-year-old?
And shit when they fuck, dude.
Like, you're trying to have sex with the 2-year-old.
Have you ever seen a pit bull fuck?
Yeah,
they
get it done.
They grab a hold and they fucking take their teeth and clench down on the back of the female's neck, dude, and like pierce their skin and hold them
tight,
dude.
Their sperm, all killers. The incident occurred around 2 p.m. The dog, a 2-year-old pit bull named Bear, reportedly sodomized the boy during the attack, of course. The boy's mother was in another room when the incident occurred, of course. Quote, she left the baby alone for a short period of time, he said. That's how it always happens.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just left him alone for a minute. And the dog was like waiting for it. He's like, that's my chance.
He's like, I wonder if it was all fucked up. Did it die?
I wonder if he asked the boy to suck him off first.
Probably not.
Probably not.
I wonder if it's because he's calling the right number and stuff.
Is he putting in the area code 406-204-4686?
It's ringing busy though. Do you have it on?
No, it's
to where
good. It's good to go
from a cell phone. Like,
yeah, we're good to go.
Okay, I don't know what his issue is, but he's like, I'm calling it, and it's like it's ringing busy.
I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to tell him either. Fuck it.
Do you have long distance on your phone, Bill?
Yeah, because he calls me, so.
Oh, really?
Once in a while.
Huh.
What? It's like the only ex I stay in touch with, really.
So, she left the baby alone for just a short minute. She heard a scream. She ran in the room.
Little Ass Undead says maybe he's getting raped by a dog.
Maybe. She heard a scream, ran into the room, and saw the dog and the boy. Do you think the dog was like, it's not what it looks like?
Was the baby just naked?
Probably.
Why?
Yeah. Hey, put clothes on your babies.
Yeah,
no one wants to see that.
If it was clothed.
No one ever wants to see that. The woman began yelling at the dog, which spooked it, causing it to run outside with its big old fucking red rocket just swinging. Oh, that's horrible.
That's disgusting.
I'm sorry. It's not nice.
Oh my god. It's a 2-year-old.
Was it
screaming? Probably. Like, was it like
the dog dragged The dog dragged the boy out onto the porch where neighbors saw what was happening.
Nice.
They all took pictures, uploaded to YouTube. They heard the mother screaming. Together they were able to disentangle the dog and the boy. Cuz you know they got that nub there. Like sometimes it gets stuck and you got to help them.
Wait, what?
The dog probably took off running, dick thing stuck in the baby, and the baby, like, under as the dog's running.
Oh, dude.
That's how it happened. Clothe your kids.
Frankie says, I hate exposed baby penis. I know, Rome, when they held up the baby and he got the penis,
hey,
you're like,
Caesar,
ah!
Caesar, thanks. That wasn't even your kid.
It was like a little baby boner. It was like, bing.
Oh, Christ.
It's so fucking weird, dude.
This is how werewolves are made. Yes, Nolly isn't dead. This is exactly how.
Nacho says, this is very unfortunate.
Yes, very, very unfortunate.
Hello?
Hi.
What's up?
What up, G? Who's this?
It's JR.
What's going on? Is this who was trying to call?
Yes.
Oh, you figured it out.
I can't call off my cell phone. I had to call off the house.
Oh, shit.
I wonder why, because he said that...
Okay, doesn't matter. Okay. Now that we got you here. In your relationship time with Dana here, how many times were you able to get her to suck your penis?
Maybe a handful of times.
One handful, like...
No, probably like two.
Like a handful of her tits? Like...
Oh, I'd say probably about 20 times over about 5 years.
Oh, are you serious? And that didn't seem odd to you.
I mean, it was odd, yeah. I'd like
Thank
her
you.
To do it more.
That
but,
is all.
I mean,
Thank
I,
you.
She didn't want to, so, I mean, there's plenty of other things that she was good at.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we can't force them. Am I right or am I right?
Well, you definitely
Unless
try.
Unless you want to go to jail.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, but, like, when I told JR about me giving you head every time we have sex, dude, it blew his mind, okay?
And see, that even seems like that's just how it's supposed to be, but she doesn't...
You would hope.
You're right, thank you. So, are you in a relationship right now, currently?
No, but I got a couple of girls that I got benefits with.
They put your penis in their mouths?
Yeah, one of them doesn't really care to, but the other two are all right about it.
Ah!
But they love it, right?
I've never heard them say, oh, I just love to suck your cock. Well, I mean, they have.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's not like something that's just a normal conversation. So.
Well, right, yeah.
See, I just want to get the point to you, Matt, that not every woman in the world likes to suck dick. I'm not the
just
only one.
Just most of them.
No, I'm not the only one, goddamn.
But
no,
I would say most of them. It's actually, there's some women that do and there's just some women that don't.
See, that's so crazy. Like, up to this point, I thought all women did, because every single chick I've ever been with has been like, give me that cock, I have to put it in my mouth. And I totally...
So every woman that you're with, do you say, I have to have your pussy in my mouth?
No, just like, that's how it started. Like, from the time I was 16, they just like to suck cock, and then, you know, you end up doing other things, but...
Well, let's just say you're a little bit more fortunate than most.
Is that what it is?
I think so, dude.
I always thought that was normal. And all my friends are always like, oh, man, I just got my dick sucked. Maybe it was because...
Well, it depends on where you live, too, because, I mean, I've lived out there where you guys are, and, I mean, there are some freaks out there.
Maybe that's it. Where are you
but
at?
There's nothing else to do. It snows, what, 8 months out of the year? So you're inside all the time. There ain't nothing to do but fuck.
We're all just fucking and sucking.
I know, but the thing is like, I give you head. I give Matt head every time we have sex. Like, we just had sex, and I sucked your dick,
but that's
right?
Not a blowjob. You have to make the difference between a blowjob and foreplay of normal sexual intercourse.
I don't understand why it's not enough for me to give you head while we're having sex.
Well,
I give
okay,
you great
see,
head, and then I give you great sex.
Because sometimes I don't want to have great sex. I just want to sit back and get my penis sucked off totally, and that's it, and then continue on with what I'm doing.
See, I don't want to do that.
See, that's our problem here.
See, I just don't...
So where are you at right now, JR?
I'm in my bedroom. I just
No.
He's in Florida.
What state? Okay, Florida.
Yes, he's in Florida.
So maybe it's just Florida chicks. It's too hot to suck cock all the time. I could see that.
No.
Women outnumber men here like 4-1.
So they know
so they don't have to. If they want to, they can. But I mean, it's
right.
Shit, they can say nah, go down the road and find somebody else.
But the thing is like, when me and him were together, dude, I never, ever had this kind of an argument with him. Never, never with any of my fucking exes did they ever be like, what's wrong with you? You're the only person in the world that doesn't like to suck penis.
They're not as dedicated.
Hey, but that never stopped me from asking, now did it?
Ah, now did it. No, it didn't, did it?
No, but it never
That's
stopped
right.
me from saying, no, let's just fuck.
See, they were smart enough to back off after that. I will take it till we're arguing full on and then, like, pissed and then...
I try to leave.
And then, right. See, I don't know when to stop. Oh, that's fantastic.
It's like, this is an ongoing thing with you and me. And
I know, if you would just learn to just please me, we wouldn't have this problem. Fuck.
But see, if we have sex... like
Nolly's Undead says it's never too hot to suck cock. See, she knows.
Fuck you. But like,
don't say fuck you to our listeners.
Fuck.
I agree.
All you.
I agree with her.
You agree with everyone that thinks your dick should be sucked.
I
see,
do.
My big thing is that she never liked to, and I always wanted. Before I got with her, I'd never had head in the car, and she won't do that.
Yeah, I know, and I'm kind of pissed about that because I've had chicks that were into that, and it's so great. Like, it kills time like no other.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Yeah. All right, well, does anyone have anything they'd like to ask him about Dana here while
know.
We got him on the line?
I don't know.
What can you tell me about her from when you guys used to be together?
Oh, God.
Give me something. Give me something.
Like, what do you want to know?
Did she want babies? Because she can't stop trying to get me to give her babies.
Kids.
Really? Because now that's all she wants now. She's like, I don't
believe that for a minute.
She's like, I need to have a baby.
Yeah, no.
Believe that for a minute.
Right. Yeah.
Because, I mean, I've known her since she was 15, and to this day I still tell her, you know, like, how I want kids and shit. And she's like, you fucking stupid. I don't ever want to have kids.
You're a bitch,
I believe
Dana.
If she was to get pregnant, she'd go have an abortion.
Right, yeah. And, right.
Of course.
She's messed up. That's crazy.
That's why you love me.
I'm interested to
And I tried telling her, you know, it's like, I know she just had surgery, and I think we just had this conversation the other day.
Probably.
That, you know, I told her it was a good thing that if she ever did, at least she's still able to have kids. At least she didn't have to have surgery to where she could never have kids again. At least she has the option.
Yeah, just in case. I'm interested to see what happens when her biological clock blows the fuck up.
I'll
and she's
blow
like,
my other ovary.
I need a kid! Ah! I'm interested to see that.
Yeah, no, that's not going
to You know,
happen.
With her, it's hard to tell. I don't, you know, to this day, I don't know if she ever will want to. But one day she might end up pregnant. And who knows, she might blow everybody's mind that knows her and says, I'm going to keep it.
We're banking on hopefully not, but you never know.
Anyway, do you want to know anything else about my past? Anything weird about
me? No. Has she always been such a huge crackhead?
A crackhead? Fuck you.
Loves
She's been
her
a little
blow.
Loopy.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Yeah. Say that again.
I'll tell you this. Her extra activities she does on her own time, she never really cared for while we were together. She always gave me a hard time for it.
Ah, interesting. She can't get enough of it now.
Oh, whatever, dude. I don't do shit.
Sucking dick and cocaine. Just need it all day. This one.
I haven't touched cocaine since February of 2009, okay? So,
yeah, but
okay,
you
got
other shit. Hey, how much... You gave me so much shit about taking pills in the last few years that we were together that, I mean, you basically, like, wanted to cut my head off every time.
And now look at you, junkster.
Well, I don't do them like you did them or like you did them, okay?
Yeah,
so
buddy.
I've never taken it to that level to where I'm just
Yeah, but
like,
I've never shot them or anything. You know, I never took them to a too extreme level. I just took them to get... feel good.
That's right. We just
right,
take him to
dude,
feel good.
You could take a whole methadone biscuit and not puke your brains out, and you can shoot like five
Actually,
Aussie
I
80s
could take
in
10
four
of them
hours.
And not puke Thank my you. Brains out.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Both of you.
I got
dude,
a question.
I have a
you
with bad boyfriends.
I got a question for you. How do you
What's
think
up?
She will fare going down to Vegas with her whore friend?
With her whore friend?
Right,
he
with her whore friend.
He actually knows Ashley. He's met Ashley.
With
She's
Ashley.
She's not a whore, okay? Thank you very much.
She likes to suck some penis. How do you think...
That makes her a whore?
I'm betting on dead or jail.
No.
What do you think?
Dead or jail?
Yeah.
I believe jail before dead.
Yeah.
Dana could take care of her own,
She's
you
pretty
know?
Tough. I mean, thinking wrong alley, looking for the wrong drug... And then that's it, you know, like that type of thing. You can be as tough as you
she's
want.
She's tough and smart when she wants to be. When she's at home, she's comfortable. When she's away, she actually puts up her guard. I'll give her that.
Well, that's good. That's a little. That's
I punched
comforting.
Him in the face before.
Yeah, well, she's punched me a few times.
Was it deserved or just out of nowhere crazy?
There's. Probably once or twice I probably deserved it. I probably wanted to choke the shit out of her, but I'm a firm believer in not hitting women, so
right.
I kind of
took
around, it in stride.
But... Right.
She bloodied my lip one time.
She will
that.
Do that.
It was good.
I don't think that one was quite intentional. I think she meant to hit me, but not as hard as she did.
Yeah, you actually busted my lip today, Matt.
She doesn't know her own strength sometimes, and that
oh,
will
she
happen.
Don't.
That will happen.
She almost broke my foot one time. My foot was on her hard-ass floor. She decided to take a knuckle punch to the top of my foot. And there was no give.
Jesus,
and about
dude.
Broke the bones on the top of my foot.
Yeah, it was funny.
That's
I was
not
just
very
being
nice.
A dick. I just like a douche and fucking punched his foot. I about broke his foot, dude.
She's a little calmer now.
No.
All right,
really.
Well, thanks for the call.
I don't believe
Thank
that.
You. Thank you for talking about getting your penis sucked with us. I appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Yeah, thanks for calling, JR.
I'll keep working on her.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, let me know how that works out for you.
All right, will do. Thank you.
Later.
All right, see you.
Bye. Fantastic.
There you go.
Steve. We should make that a weekly bit. Once a week, we talk to one of your exes.
What?
That's fun.
I only have a few of their numbers anyway, so
yeah.
It's cool.
All right. Worry. Well,
that guy actually knows a lot about me, though. So if you ever wanted to, like, know shit about me or my past or whatever, that's pretty much the dude to talk to.
Okay, and I mentioned during the pre-show that we would talk about Fat Murphy. You know who Fat Murphy is?
No.
Okay. Same. So in Africa, there's this dude named Fat Murphy.
Okay.
He's feared by many, the burly, suspected drug lord, clean shaven, has his second wife's name on his arm. Fat Murphy, okay?
Okay.
He's a crime boss, a drug lord of Africa, if you will. South Africa, somewhere around there. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So, it comes out today that this badass drug lord, murderer, fucking dark, like a hard motherfucker, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a vagina!
Holy shit!
Oh, Fat Murphy, you can never command... any respect ever again. You're gonna get fucked. And
dude, why does he have
vagina.
A vagina?
Because he says, quote, "That's the way God created me, with both sexual organs."
Oh,
hey,
so he's a hermie.
It was God's decision, not mine.
No, so he's got a penis though, right?
No.
Oh.
He had a penis, but apparently it fell out during court or something.
What?
Police claim they discovered Murphy's true gender when a strap-on penis fell off while he was being searched during a raid at his Kule River home a couple
Wait,
weeks ago.
So he had a penis?
But it fell off, a strap-on penis, because,
oh, okay.
Quote,
so he was born a female, right?
Quote, "I had a vagina that could not be penetrated."
What?
That's quite the predicament. That's a paradox.
Had
if
a vagina
I'm not
that could not be penetrated?
Nolly's undead. God, fail.
No, I don't understand.
That's quite the paradox, right? I have this beautiful vagina, but nay, it cannot be penetrated.
I don't understand why.
Because that's where my balls are.
I don't get it. Like, is he a hermie? Is he a fucker?
But you're a drug lord, right? No. I mean, all business, right? Totally tough.
Is he totally born a female or...
I don't know. He was born Fat Murphy.
That's disgusting.
He's 37. He's That's so awesome. Declared under oath that he was born with both male and female sexual organs.
All right, so does he have... So he doesn't have a penis, but he has a vagina and balls? Or like,
I would imagine... I had a vagina that could not be penetrated, but I also had balls, male organs, testes, if you will, nuts.
Does he come?
I don't know. We should ask him. I always knew
he's
I was
like,
really
rub the clit and like cum just like shoots out.
I always knew I was really a man and that what I wanted to be, he told the court. He startled public gallery had to be told by court orderlies to keep quiet as he dropped the bombshell. Boom! Look
That's
at my
so
vagina
weird.
And or testicles, depending
so he's
on
never
your...
had sex, dude. He can never have sex.
That sucks, dude.
He could never have sex.
You were like this badass drug lord. Now you have a vagina that cannot be penetrated and a couple balls with no dick to ejaculate
dude.
Out of. Thanks, God. Appreciate it.
I would
Allah.
Go get a sex
Sorry.
Change operation for sure.
Thanks.
You've already got the balls. All you gotta do is take the fucking inside of your vagina and pull it out and make a penis.
Thanks, Allah. I appreciate
God.
That.
That's so weird.
Quote, I am what I am through the creation of God. Thank you.
Allah.
No, God, it says. It doesn't say Allah. It says God. I stand firm as a man, as a husband, and as a father. How are you a father? Did they like... de-inject the nuts out of your balls? The semen? The killers?
I don't know.
That's fucked up. How do you... I'm curious. Like, what does that look like?
I don't know.
You just, like, pop a hole in your nuts and, like... like, what do you do?
No, maybe,
how does that
like,
work?
Maybe it comes out of a little hole in his vagina. I don't know. That's weird. I have no idea.
Sorry. I'm gonna try and... We're going to call Big Mouse since they're doing a show right
now.
Oh,
nice.
And we're doing a show right now. Okay.
Okay.
This is probably going to feedback like shitty, but okay. So, yeah, this guy thanks God for being the creation.
Well.
Playing voicemail
Thank
greeting.
You for calling the Big Mouse podcast. Leave a
Suck
message. And if it's good enough,
ass.
We'll play it on the show. If it's not, we'll probably still play it on the show.
Voicemail
Follow.
Failed.
Let's leave a voicemail.
I was going to, but then it said voicemail failed. You failed,
Call
Josh.
Call his cell phone. In the middle of the show.
I don't have it on my Skype.
Well, you
have
it on your phone.
I'm not going to call him on my phone.
Well,
that's
no
fun.
No, take
I
your
tried.
Phone and put the
Fuck
number
him.
In there.
Fix your shit. I tried.
You have the you... number in your phone. Take the number in your phone and put it in your fucking Skype and call him.
Tell him to call me.
Okay, somebody tell
Quote,
him to call us.
I was born with a disability that could have happened to anyone. Children have been born with two heads. Don't try and palm this off on, you know. That's fucked.
That's weird.
That's
dude.
Not like you're a miracle.
No, it's not. That's like
Fat
someone
Murphy.
Fucked up. You got a three-headed sperm that went in there and fucked everything up.
And didn't come back out. It's still there. Fat Murphy says, I would not describe myself as having a sex change. I only had the female parts removed. My kids, a girl of four and a boy of one, come from my testes. I never develop breasts. I look like a man. I talk like a man. I am a man.
With a vagina.
Whoa, dude. Hey, why are you talking about that all of a sudden? No one's quite, I mean, we're all men, right?
Oh,
I
hey,
mean,
check this out. Jack Black 2 in my chat, I just noticed he left me a rather nice comment. You fake ass rapper, get off that fat, I guess, I don't know.
Fuck ass.
Fuck
shit.
Ass.
Dick.
Fucking young whippersnapper.
What does that mean? Whippersnapper? Okay.
Well, I don't think
Please
you're too old
reading.
If you're Jack Black,
hey,
too.
Excuse me. Please stop reading Mike's other alter egos, thanks.
I know, right? Could you not come into my chat room
so
and give me
this,
shit? It's annoying.
This guy has kids from his own nuts. And
what?
He's probably going to go to jail for a while
he
and
has a kid?
Get fucked in his little vagina.
Does he have kids?
His little impenetrable vagina.
Does he have kids?
Yes. Thank
how
you.
Does that work?
I just read it if you would have been paying attention. Doesn't matter.
No,
with
no, no. Tell
nuts.
Me how he fucks.
With
tell
his nuts. How do I fuck? With my nuts.
No, you fuck with your dick.
All right.
He doesn't have a dick. Where does the cum come out of?
He got one put on. It was a strap on.
Yeah,
routed
but...
from his nuts.
No, I
yes.
don't think so.
Yes, I think so.
Where does the cum originally come out of?
El Paso, Texas.
Really?
A 22-year-old woman shot... I don't understand this. A soldier was shot in the head when his friends tried to wake him up at a party. They got a gun, right?
Right.
And they were going to like shoot it off and wake
mm-hmm.
him up.
Mm-hmm.
And... the gun went off and killed him. Why
hey,
would you do that?
Aim better. What the fuck, dude?
It'll be louder if you point it at him.
Right, right. He'll get the full effect if you just put it right at his forehead.
Don't wake up your friends with guns. That's fucked up, dude. And you just killed a soldier. You're going to hell for that. I don't know if you know. Going to hell.
Lil Player says, everybody's talking about go get that cable so you can call the jam hole.
Yeah, well...
Josh
I'm
says,
talking
serious,
about,
all annoyed.
I'm talking about, I'm going to try this one more time. And if it doesn't work, I'm
no,
talking about.
No, he doesn't
about,
have the cable to hook up to it. That's why he doesn't have it. Well, that's why it's going to voicemail.
Then why do you have a phone line if it's not hooked up? Like, I'm going to have these cameras all set up and shit, but we're not going to turn them on. We're just going to do an audio feed, okay? But I'll have it, you know. I smoke pot too, son. I've been smoking this whole fucking show. The fuck? Anyway, I got one more story for you, and then we're going to call it a night.
All right, we do have a voicemail, I believe, by the way.
26 says voicemail, too.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
So, 6-year-old found hanging at school with a child's blanket and belt wrapped around her neck. My question... Do 6-year-olds commit suicide? Like, is that possible? Is that for real?
I think it's possible. Like,
what do they usually people kill themselves because they can't handle life?
Think
like,
about
what
it this way.
Can't
if,
you
if
handle?
You're 6 years old and your family is like living in trailer trash hell, and your parents beat you, and yeah, you might commit suicide. Okay,
I don't know. I can't see that happening. Really, I think someone killed this kid. It's not common, but basically, the investigation led to this conclusion. This person said. A first grader lost consciousness when she was discovered at her house. Medics rushed to her. She was pronounced dead at the hospital.
How'd she kill herself?
With a child's blanket and belt. So not at school, my bad. At her house. Quote, he was gone, but in the area, talking about the dad, his wife called him saying he needed to get home. An officer transported the parents to the hospital and interviewed them there. They subsequently interviewed the surviving children with the assistance of the State Department of Human Resource Services, right? Can't talk to kids without one of them there. Because you might be like, you killed her. Tell me you killed her. You can't do that. That's known. Exactly, right? That's fucked up, though. That, like, I don't know. You're 6. Like, is school that hard? It's first grade. What are you doing? Do you not know how to draw?
They're calling.
That Red Fox says Matt must have clout if Josh is stopping his show to get a cord to call you.
Did he seriously?
Is he really? I'm totally going to turn my Skype off and send it to voicemail.
Dude,
so that's how I roll.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Did you just do that?
That's awesome.
Did you just do that?
What?
Did you make it? Did you turn your Skype off?
No.
Okay.
But I did block him.
Don't do that. That's
I'm
fucked.
I'm kidding.
So, we must be awesome.
They were saying that the child had disabilities, possibly autistic, perhaps.
Oh, well, then that doesn't count, okay?
Autistic
off themselves
kids
all the time.
Don't kill themselves.
On accident.
They don't know how. You wouldn't know
There's
to
TV.
Do that.
There's TV.
You're retarded, though.
A retard.
You're autistic.
Oh, that was cute. You look like this. Autistic.
Yes. Fat Murphy. Fat Murphy has a fat vagina. That was the last joke I wanted to make
gross,
about that.
Gross. You know your brother looks autistic?
Yeah. We all kind of have that twitch. That autistic
he's
twitch.
He's a little cutie, but like when he just stands there and stares, he looks kind of autistic. Not like he's like... Eh.
Foxy Roxy looks kind of autistic. It's the last joke I'm going to make about that.
It's because she's plastic.
Well... I got this, I guess, while we're killing time for Josh to get his shit together.
Hey, what a fag. Sorry.
Another Dr. Brendanos question. What would jam hole do? WWJD.
All
right.
What would jam hole do?
What would jam hole do? You are not sure about the relationship.
Ooh.
Perhaps it's time to end it before it gets serious.
I don't like this question.
But as you're pondering this, your future self pops back to 2010, 2000X. To tell you about something. That person you're with, it turns out they are the best.
Oh, hell
pretty
yeah.
Soon that relationship you've just started is going to blossom into the sexiest, most life-fulfilling, perfect, happy thing you will ever know. all other life experiences will be but dust in your mouth compared to the perfect partnership ahead of you. That's
okay.
Deep. If there's a God, then you have truly been blessed. For few people will experience something as close to pure joy as this. It's like being on the best narcotic you can think of. Then, just when you feel like the luckiest person in the world, it will end.
Mm.
Your life will turn in a horrible direction after so many years of bliss. You will never see that person again. Nothing can compare to the time you spent together. After a few bad experiences with other people, you resign yourself to being totally alone, knowing that you can never reach that level of happiness again. It's like never again having the perfect drug. Damn it! Your future self refuses to tell you what happened to end it all. Could such a perfect thing end in infidelity? Perhaps it was a car or plane crash. You need to make a choice now. Do you want the experience? I'm going to say, nah.
No, because then for the rest of
Detroit,
your life, you're going to be all like sad face and stuff, you know?
But
like,
is life about the experiences or is it about the actual moment?
I don't know, because see, if it's going to be the most perfect thing in the world and it's the closest thing to like pure fucking bliss that you could get, I mean, that's a hell of an experience, but I can get drugs to do that too.
That's true.
You know? I don't know.
Not that though.
No.
I mean, a lot. You do a lot of drugs to feel like that, but then you pass out.
What if a year from now we're still together and stuff and I die? And then you're all freaked out or whatever. But then...
Oh God. Yeah, no, that's sad.
But, like, what if, like, you had the choice to go back in time and tell your previous self...
Would ZZ Top play the theme song?
Probably.
Okay,
but,
yeah.
Like, if you went
I'm
back
in
time and to tell your previous self, you know, about this,
mm-hmm.
would you then choose to not ever be with me?
I'd be like, oh, it's going to be totally perfect and awesome, but she's going to die in a couple of years. From cocaine
so
OD.
So would you choose to?
Yeah, I'd probably go with the experience.
Really?
I think I would go with the experience.
But then you'd live a sad.
Because that's
life.
All life is. You can't keep living in the moment because then you'll miss what was happening.
But then you'll be a sad kittens forever after I die.
Well, shit happens. You move on.
This guy didn't.
Well, this guy didn't move on. Bonus question: what do you think you would do if you were the other person?
Oh shit! If you were the person.
I don't know. What would you do?
I don't know. It depends on if they left for infidelity or if they left.
Oh, speaking of infidelity, yes, please.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Aloha.
Hey.
Aloha.
Did you get your cord?
Yeah.
How are you guys doing? Did you bring me Lava Rock?
Yes.
Nice. Has anything bad happened yet?
Our plane didn't crash, so Jay said that's one for Boeing and zero for Pele.
So
no,
far.
No, Nikki saved us. She made a prayer for us, apparently.
Yes.
And
I knocked on wood when Josh said
you
the plane
totally,
crashed. Okay.
You totally fucked didn't up even, the whole experiment.
That's what I said. Yeah, I told Joe not to pray. Nikki went and knocked on fucking wood and ruined everything.
Now we got to start over.
Well, we're going next year, so we'll try it again.
Yep. All right.
So these guys seriously just stopped their entire show to get a fucking cord and call us.
I know. I need to talk to him. How was your trip?
It was awesome.
Was it good?
It was better than where you're at and where we are.
Yeah, I'm glad you're back now so I won't get those pictures anymore. I appreciated that the first few days.
Did you go fishing?
We saw fish. We swam with...
I am buying a spear gun next year.
Are you? Fucking A, dude. Oh.
Sweet.
Yeah. Spear guns are where it's at.
Let's go get some Goliath grouper. That's badass with spear guns.
So you coming to Florida with us?
Fucking fit. One more time?
You going to Florida with us?
Fuck no.
September?
We're going to Hawaii, bitch.
September?
You want to go to Vegas with me?
No.
Dude, I love Vegas.
Dude, I've never been. I'm going to Vegas for my birthday, April 19th.
No can do. Megan would freak out.
Oh,
so yeah, but
that?
No, married in January, so we got to save up for that whole
experience.
Hey,
are you doing a show right now?
Right now.
Live on the air.
Big Mouth.
Dude, we're doing a show right now, too.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Dude,
you just blew my
mind.
My
show's totally fucking your show.
Fuck. This is the end.
That's fucking weird.
You've got your show bent over right now.
How's it feel? My show's got hemorrhoids, so enjoy that.
And killer sperm.
Are we kill it? It's cool.
All right. Well, we're about to end our show, so we'll see you on the other side there.
Hey, I've got 12 more minutes till my show's over.
Oh, well.
Oh, well, we don't limit ours like that.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back, dude. Glad you're back safe. I'll expect my lava rock in the gem hole P.O. box.
Yes. Self-addressed stamped envelope, Big Mouth Podcast.
All right, fuck you. Thank you.
Later, Josh.
Josh from the Big Mouth Podcast and company.
That's so funny. He totally, like, halted his whole show. Like, skirt! Let's go get that cord. Gotta call a jam hole.
It was the end. This is the end. All right. Yeah. Here's this voicemail from this sad, depressed college student.
Hey, it's 26. Just to let you know, I use the Google Listen app on my Droid to listen to podcasts.
And the feed
and it works
work.
Great for all my favorite podcasts.
Except
for the jam hole.
Right.
For some reason, it refuses to update the jam hole feed.
Yeah.
So fucking,
fucking
it's
Google.
Stuck on episode 288, the Keith and Allie story. So whenever I want to listen to a new episode, I have to download it directly from the website and then listen
Beyond,
to it, because if I stream it, sometimes it cuts out.
Or use Beyond Pod.
So, like, what the fuck's up with that? And also...
It's Google's.
Yeah, oh, shit's fucked.
It's Google's fault.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you. It's Google's fault, actually. And it's not just our show that it's doing that on.
Oh, really?
Out of what I listen to, it's the only one that's doing that. But
it was cute. It sounded like a total ad. It's like, it works for all my favorite podcasts.
Except, I know, me and Jeff were trying to figure that out. Because it works on Beyond Pod. It works for everything else. But listen, and it just stopped working after 288. So, yeah, I don't know why. Use Beyond Pod. It's free. I don't know what to tell you. We tried to figure it out, and... The closest we could come up with is it's a glitch in Google Listen. So,
dude, you busted my lip.
I know.
Just saying.
That's why you have to have the lights on when you do it. So
yeah, you don't like the
happen.
Lights on. You kind of turn them off all the time. I think you're afraid that I'll see your small penis.
Is that what it is?
Maybe. Or no, actually, I think it's because you make funny faces and you're ashamed
of them. Well, it's
a
little bit of that, and it's a little bit of I don't want to see your big fat ass.
Whoa!
Whoa!
What?
Is it dinner time?
You can go eat snow.
You said a small penis.
You said I'm fat.
You said it first. Thank you guys so much for being with us. Mike has an interesting story about why he doesn't like Google. He's going to share with us on the next episode of the Jam Hole.
Oh, yeah. And Mike Boudet from Erato Toys.
Yes, Mike Boudet from Erato Toys.
Where is my purple rabbit?
Yeah.
I want that. I really need some masturbation tools here, okay? I get very bored and lonely when Matt's not here.
And I'm going to need a sucking dick thing. So thank
you
guys.
You've already got that.
Email us info@thejamhole.com. I know her name's Danny. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. 406-204-4687. Leave us a message. Or thejamhole.com/Tumblr and Facebook and Twitter and all
Danny
that shit.
And
slash live.
Slash everything.
For these. Thank you guys. We'll see you Wednesday. Goodbye.
Bye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. Jamhole.com.